Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Lee Branham is our guest. We're talking about policies. The policies that you create that protect, prevent you from doing business with customers, make them want to run away, make them say, you know what? That policy makes you irrelevant because I can go somewhere else. Boy, that ought to scare the bejeebers out of you. And your employees are saying the same thing. You know what? I'm tired of defending these stupid policies. I'm going to go somewhere else. You're going to get to be there all by yourself with your policies, business owners, if you don't think about these things. And Lee Branham is going to help us determine how to find out if you have any of these policies. Lee, what's the best way to, if we've gotten someone's attention and they go to the office today and they say, okay, guys, how do we fix this? How do we find out if we are doing this? And then how do we fix it? What do you think?
Well, what I find that the best employers do is they bring their employees together in a room, and they sit them down and say, okay, what's going on with your customers? What's happening? Do we have any rules or policies that are causing you to feel like you can't give good service to your customers? What's getting in the way of our customers being promoters instead of detractors? Mm-hmm. And just ask the employees, feel free to tell us what's going on. And if you keep hearing the same themes over and over again, you have to ask yourself the question, are we being hurt more by this policy
right.
than help?
How about this? How about this, Lee? How about if everything you said just now is the same except one thing? When you put them in the room, when you sit them down, you say, "Okay, guys, I'm going to leave, and while I'm gone, I want you guys to decide among yourselves what are the top 3 or 5 or 20 things that you think that are in the way of customers or that are putting you in a bind with customers." I want to know what those are. I don't want to know who brought it up. I don't want to know who decided or whose idea it was. But you guys come up with those and give them to me in a report. How about that? And I'm going to leave. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right. Because people who face customers every day, here you are often put in positions where the customers are yelling at them, and they can be silent. They can't say anything to defend the policy because the policy doesn't make any sense.
But I don't think they're going to complain about the policy if the policymaker's in the room.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jim. I think that's exactly right. Let them decide on their own, then go into the room and hear what they have to say.
Just say, let me know when you want me to listen, and pick somebody to be the spokesperson. And everything, there's nothing off the table except we can't give stuff away.
Yeah, I like it. I like that. I think that's a sound recommendation. The other thing about policies is you have to hire people that you trust to use good judgment. Because one of the reasons we have policies is because we don't trust our employees as being competent enough to make decisions on their own as they serve customers. Employees, one of the things that employees need to experience joy and satisfaction in their work is a sense that I'm autonomous to some degree. Mm-hmm. I can make some independent judgments here. And if they're bound by policies and rules, they can't do that. So you're going to end up hiring people who don't think well for themselves, mm-hmm. and those kind of people don't serve customers well anyway. So if you're going to do away with policies, you have to upgrade the kind of people that you decide you're going to go out and recruit and hire.
Right.
Because you need to trust those people.
Right, exactly. So we got about, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nordstrom Department Stores is known for this. They hire great people, and they say, you're running your relationship with your customers. You can make a decision, and you have the autonomy to spend up to $2,000 to correct a customer problem. The Ritz-Carlton is another one where they do that.
You know, a year or two ago, I was returning a car, and they had really – this car company had really – I'll tell you what, I'm going to say who it is. It's Hertz. I complain when – and I'll say who it is, but when they do something right, I'm going to compliment them. It was Hertz, and they had really messed me up. And the guy knew I was not happy about it, and they couldn't really fix what happened. And this guy, he was just a lot manager, basically. And he said, sir, he said, this should not have happened to you. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my best to make it as good as I can. And he gave me some kind of a little voucher or something for a 50 or 100 bucks or something. It didn't matter. It could have been for a hamburger. The fact that he made the gesture was all that mattered to me.
That's right. But somebody had given him the power to do that.
Exactly. Folks, that's a policy you should adopt right there. Hey, Lee, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, thanks, Jim, and always a pleasure.
Lee Branum, ladies and gentlemen, The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave is his book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.